Their exhibition game is in the books. The Oregon women prep to open the real season Sunday. Lamar is in town. And we look forward to having our next guest join us throughout the season. You can follow him on Twitter. Use the handle at GoDucksKG. Coach Graves, how are you?
Steve, I'm doing great. Glad to be with you again.
So when we talked last week, it was about an inning and a half into Game 7 in Cleveland. Yeah. It would end up one of the most epic, decisive games in, I don't think we need to qualify any sports. I saw on Twitter from taking out Kyle Hendricks or removing John Lester, you kind of wondered, is Joe Maddon a genius, or is he, do you think he maybe got away with tempting fate in that game?
Ooh. I'll tell you what, if that doesn't end the way it does, whoa, he lives that with that for the rest of his life. But in the end, it worked out. I don't know if I would have made that decision, but he's got a World Series ring and I don't. So he lucked one out.
Joe Waltasi, who a great guy who works over there, was he one of the happiest people on the planet? Is that safe to say?
Safe to say. I don't know if you saw Mosley's tweet.
I did.
But I thought that was pretty cool, that little video. I mean, that's how deep the passion of the, you know, of their Cubs runs with Chicagoans. So pretty neat, and I'm really happy for him. He wanted that big time.
By the way, when I was planning on just talking with you this morning, early afternoon, all of a sudden the news hit about an hour and a half ago. You landed two new recruits during this early signing period for 2017, and I see you've tapped into the Euro market. let's get into this. First, yeah. A 5'9 guard from Barcelona. I believe there's a direct connection with Maite. Tell me about, let's make sure I get the name right. Aina Ayuso?
Okay, pretty close. It's Aina Ayuso.
Okay.
So not bad. Hey, you hit 500 there. That's pretty good.
Get me in the Hall of Fame.
What you did when you were a kid. Yeah. Hey, Aina is she's a lot like Maite, certainly in her understanding of the game, her ability to pass. I think she's a little better than Maite in how she attacks the basket, and she is a really good shooter. So, yeah, you know, the way they run it over there, they kind of have an institute, a national institute of sport, and they have one team that they get there when they're 14, and they train them for, you know, for as long as they're still good enough. And when Maite was on the so-called varsity team, Aina was on that so-called JV team. She was one of the young ones in. So they knew each other. She really looked up to Maite. I think the fact that she had a great, has had a really nice career here so far, I think really helped us. And you're going to love her. I mean, she is a heck of a basketball player.
Then they're also a big from Berlin, 6'4", another pronunciation alert, Satou Sabali. How close am I?
Dang, 500 again. this time it's Satou. All right, Sabali.
All right, so not bad.
Half right. And, you know, she's 6'4", Steve, but she is not an inside player. She's a wing.
Whoa.
And I think the best player outside of the United States. I think she's a young woman that if she was an American kid and playing on the summer circuit here where everybody saw, she'd be a top 10 player. So shoots it. She's a lot like, we call her Ben Simmons. She plays a lot like him. Great passer, really long, attacks the basket, can shoot it. I likened her to Lamar Odom, but my staff and players are too young. They don't know what Lamar Odom's game was like. They only know the Kardashian Odom.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
I love that.
So she's a good one, buddy. You're going to really like her.
We're talking with Oregon women's basketball coach Kelly Graves. And, you know, around here when you talk about recruiting, it usually defaults to football. Then there was news this week, Troy Brown coming to play for Coach Altman. And now
with
what you just mentioned, you've got a trio of players from Australia. The process, the international recruiting process, always fascinates me. I get technology makes the world smaller, but how do you go about recruiting half a world away?
Well, you develop contacts over the years, you know, people that you know and trust and coaches that you've gotten to know. I spent 2 years with USA Basketball, so I got to know coaches from all over the world, you know, having played in the World Championships and others. And so, and then as well as your staff, you know, Mark Campbell has deep roots. So he coached Patty Mills and Matthew Dellavedova at St. Mary's on the men's staff there.
Whoa.
So his roots in Australia run deep as well. And I've had two Germans when I was at Gonzaga. So you get to know people and you call and they say, hey, I think this player's pretty good. I think she fits who, you know, how you guys play and coach. And then you just make contact, you get film, you go make visits. It's hard. It's not like taking a quick flight down to L.A. and watching a young woman at Windward. But, you know, it takes a little longer to get to Australia, but it makes it a lot more difficult. You have to Skype at weird hours of the day or night, you know, and you just start to develop the relationship just like you would an American kid. But it's certainly a global game now. You know, you look at the NBA, I mean, we're almost like the Spurs now. We'll have 6 international players from 4 different countries next year.
Whoa.
Wait, hold it. 5 different countries. So
that's astounding. Yeah, it's a little different than from when you and I were growing up watching college ball. So speaking of, I want to stay on that Australian connection. You've got Jacinta's the senior, Megan Trinder, Gold Coast, the redshirt junior. And yes, this magnificent class, you've got Morgan Yeager, who's a freshman.
Yeah.
We didn't touch on her last time. What could you tell us about her game and I guess how beneficial it is to have that connection when you recruit a player from down under?
And you're talking about Morgan?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Morgan was on our radar. She was on our radar at Gonzaga as well. And so, you know, we just kind of continued that recruitment. I didn't know much about her. I'd only seen her on film. And how's this for a small world? 2 of my Zags, my former Zags, really good players for me, played on her same team. She's on a pro team down there. And so when I found that out, I texted them, my former players, and said, hey, can Morgan play? And she sent me back the best, most concise recruiting evaluation ever. She goes, she can blankety blank blank ball. And that was good enough for me, Steve. Because she started for me on some great teams. I knew she knew the game, and so she was really high on Morgan, and we made an offer, I think, that very, very week. And she accepted it a week or so later. So, great. Again, a young lady with she's very physical. She's strong, loves to attack the basket. She can shoot the ball well. In fact, in our exhibition game last week, hit 3 threes and then made 2 Steph Curry-like drives with one-handed finishes and scoops in the lane. So I think she's real versatile, can play both ends of the floor. I think she's going to be a real good player for us.
Now, we discussed next year's freshman, this year's freshman. One of the interesting players, part of last year's class, Audie Gilden, who played almost every game off the bench, one of the top recruits in program history at the time, and, you know, played at your old stomping grounds, Gonzaga Prep.
Yeah.
What kind of game does she have, and how do you maybe see her role perhaps expanding for this season?
Well, she's got to be a great rebounder. I think that's where she's going to make her mark with us. You know, she's a tweener in some regard. I mean, she's only about 6 foot. Now she's playing with all those tall furs down underneath the basket. So, you know, she can't get away with some of the stuff, but she's still really good around the block. So quick. She's a real quick leaper. She's got to continue to work on her ball handling because we run a lot of ball screens and as well as her shooting. But her defense has improved. She's got a great attitude. She's really getting involved in university politics, per se, you know, with the SAC, the student athlete academic program. So she's doing good things in that regard, but she's got to get better. There's no doubt. She's working at it. I love her attitude, though.
Now, you know, I mentioned you guys already had your exhibition game, and you always hear coaches talk about, you know, we needed to play somebody else. But then now it's kind of like another break and you don't play again until Sunday. How do you keep them from chomping at the bit and focusing on another opponent and, you know, beyond just facing each other?
Now, I'll tell you, Steve, it's been so funny this week. They have been giddy. Our practices have been great. They're playing hard. There's a lot of enthusiasm. I think they know what's coming. I think they're ready. And it's hard. It's been hard to kind of keep them focused on the task at hand because I think they're just so juiced to play. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know they are. Now, as a coach, we love practice. Players hate practice, right? So they want those games to come as fast as possible. But I'm just excited to see what we got. I mean, Forrest Gump said it, right? It's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. I think we're going to be really good. I know we're talented. We're deep. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what it's going to look like when we go live against the D1 opponent.
Yeah, now Sunday, 2 o'clock to wrap up Matt Knight Arena. Lamar plays out of the Southland Conference, who actually will be in the Valley to play Oregon State on Friday. I mean, not a very familiar opponent. What have you been able to learn about them?
They're picked third or fourth in their conference. They're quick. They're going to actually be a good test for us in terms of, you know, we're going to be a lot bigger than them, but they're going to spread us out, and they play that dribble drive offense. They try to attack the basket, try to get the paint as often as possible. So it'll be a good learning lesson for us, you know, to play a smaller team like that. That's maybe quicker. They might have trouble with us inside, but you know, it'll be a good early test. That's what these are for. We're just looking forward to it. And let everybody know that they can get in free with their football ticket.
I think you just
before.
Did. I think you just did.
Well, I guess so. That's why you're the host and I'm the guest. You're smart like that.
All right.
No, and we're hoping to build a – we had a great crowd at the exhibition game. Our season tickets are up like 100% from 2 years ago.
Nice.
And I think we're really starting to build something. I think people are kind of excited. There's a little buzz around.
No question about that. You can follow all coaches up to on Twitter, at GoDucksKG. Kelly, always a pleasure, and best of luck in the opener on Sunday.
Steve, thanks. The pleasure's mine, and I appreciate that, buddy.
All right, take it easy.